Welcome everybody. Shin number 1345 in the writing. It's shin number 497, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Negev Aser. So if one lies down for a nap during the day, what's the halacha? Does one have to wash Negev Aser, right? The person comes up on Shabbos all the time, person lies down and go for a Shabbos nap. So the question is, when you wake up, what do you have to do? The question is, does the sleep itself cause the Ruach Ra? Or is it due to the fact that one slept specifically at night and that causes the Ruach Ra, right? Else the Ruach Ra, else the washing alternately to get rid of the Ruach Ra. So is it the nighttime or is it the sleep itself? So in other words, does the night itself cause the Ruach Ra or does it the sleep, right? So if I slept during the day, so there's Ruach Ra. But if you're going to tell me that's the nighttime, so the fact that I slept during the day, that won't help. So which way do we look at it? Now, in any case, be it as it may, if one slept less than a half an hour, right, a sleeping of kava, in other words, what we call halacha l'maisa, a sleeping of kava, basically the amount of time that one has to sleep to, at nighttime to have the Ruach Ra, and we spoke about a horizontal position, right? And so on. But we're not getting into that right now. But the amount of time in general is a half hour. So if one sleeps less than a half an hour, right? Even during the night, so there will not be any Ruach Ra to deal with. There's no issue of Ruach Ra. It has to be the amount of time we're dealing with is at least a half hour. So the same thing during the day. If somebody slept, even they might have slept in a bed for 10 minutes, right? So then there's no issue with that. So, but assuming somebody slept more than a half hour during the day, they slept in a horizontal position or in a bed, however you want to call it, right? So lemais, it's a machlekes amongst the paiskim. So lemais, the bottom line, it is a machlekes amongst the paiskim. If when somebody slept, they slept half hour, they slept horizontally in a bed, whatever the case might be. And now the question is, do you have to wash Negev Aser? Is there an issue of Ruach Ra? Even I'm not going to daven. There's no question of davening right now, but else the Ruach Ra. So the Maaseh, it is a machlokes. It's a dispute amongst the poskim. The bottom line is one who sleeps in a bed or in a horizontal position, right, for more than a half an hour. In other words, they went to sleep, bedafka, not just they fell asleep dribbling a little bit, but they went to sleep more than a half hour in the horizontal position, and it's even during the day, should wash Negev Aser. When they get up, they should wash their hands, ultimately, like we spoke about, when they get up to remove the Ruach Ra. However, one should not make the bracha Netilas Yadayim. Okay, so that's the bottom line. We do wash Negev Aser when one wakes up from a daytime nap, but as far as the bracha, we do not make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Now, this is due to the fact that it's a machlekes amongst the poskim, because some say yes, some say not, for various different reasons we're not getting into right now, but therefore becomes what we call in halacha Suffolk bracha. Suffolk bracha, as we've spoken about quite a number of times in the past, a Suffolk bracha lahakal. So meaning that if it's a questionable situation, do I make a bracha, do I not? In other words, it's a valid machlokes. Some say yes, some say not. So then we tell you in general that one would not make a bracha in that specific case. So that is basically the story as far as if somebody lay down for, again, a horizontal position in a bed, and at least for a half hour during the day, so the question comes up. So one should wash the hands, one should wash Negev Aser, but without a bracha because of the fact that the entire situation is a suffik bracha. Okay, these halachas are brought down in Simin Dalet, Sif Tezvav, Mishbir Sif Katan, Lamid Dalet. It's brought down in other places also, but that's where the Mechaber actually, Sif Tezvav, the Mechaber actually says it straight out, and the Mishbir explains. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and Bracha Kol Tuv.